previously on ImpTab Avatar, Blades in the Dao Fei. Stuff went bad, kind of.
Previously, just screaming.
You just have screaming sounds and then cut to the action.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, we went into the cabbage garden under cloak of night after all the citizens had left in a big old barrel full of cabbages. And right from the very beginning, some guards were about to find you, and Tonin and Weiyang did manage to disguise themselves as guards. But Siwei got basically knocked out until Weiyang poured some rage essence in his mouth, and he took out five guys in one single roll. while Siwei was being a grim harbinger of death, Tonin and Weiyang headed further into the restaurant. Tonin managed to convince everybody to evacuate and slice the gardener with a poison shard of pottery. Weiyang went in and discovered that the gardener has already been putting spirit moss into all of the food that she's feeding to the orphans.
So mad about that still.
Then went into the gardener's private study, found a bunch of scrolls, and convinced Siwei to grab two coin that was in there as well. And we left off with Siwei getting out and realizing that there was nobody left in there for him to break, and so departed in relative peace from the cabbage garden. What's going to happen next? Let's find out here in the world of Blades in the Dao Fei. What's shaking, everybody? You're listening to ImpTab Avatar, Blades in the Dao Fei, the Blades in the Dark actual play where we make up almost everything on the spot. I'm Ned Wilcock, your host and GM, and today I'm joined by...
Thomas Ryan as Hu Weiyang,
Christian Randall as Tonin Yoru,
and Evan Peterson as Siwei Lei.
Yeah.
That's a big departure from your normal Siwei voice.
He went full Bane on that thing.
Dude, I want you to come up with a full walk-on for Siwei.
Pick his entrance music. And
yeah, it'll be like in the WWE video games where you can like make your wrestler look like whatever they want, but they do Shinsuke Nakamura's walk-on, and they're just like voguing all over the place. But yeah, holy cow, stuff was interesting last session. You know, we talked about how the scales were going to even themselves out pretty quickly, and boy, we were right.
Yeah.
That happened. What's everybody looking at just like stress-wise and harm-wise currently?
Nothing changed for me. I took no stress. I took no harm. Life is good for old Weiyang.
Mm.
Oh, actually, I might have lost harm because I do have social harm from Neliao, but who knows?
Who knows? We'll see. So you are currently at 4 stress, level 2 social harm. Tonin, you are at 7 stress, level 2 mental, emotional, spiritual harm. And Siwei's at 7 stress, level 3 physical harm.
Yeah. Siwei's straight up not having a good time.
Yeah, so you guys have all like made it back to the pet shop. I'm assuming you've probably put up like a gone fishing for the day sign or something like that.
Yeah.
I will make one little note just as a cleanup from last session. As we are getting away, I will swap disguises one more time and intercept Ling Zhao and the boys that are coming to help us because of the thing I told them, and I'm going to give them the passphrase so they don't go barreling in there and cause more issues, and we'll all head back. So that's just a little cleanup so that that loose end doesn't cause us issues in the future.
Cool. But Ilhan and the boys bought themselves some dumplings to celebrate, and they're kind of in the corner. They've got some sparklers that they bought from a nearby fireworks vendor, and they're just chilling. They're like, that went great. That was so great, guys.
I mean, they did their job immaculately. They gotta did. Say, no hiccups.
Yeah, and in fact, Jenna comes in. She just sweeps right past the gone fishing for the day sign and plops down a copy of the underground newspaper. And right on the front, there's the headline, Neliao the Gardener feeding spirit moss to orphans.
Oh, good. Does it say that she's still alive?
I'm going to make a fortune roll.
How poison was that, man?
Neliao the Gardener is in highly critical condition.
Okay.
So, I am curious, given the massive blow to Neliao's reputation since she was poisoning orphans under the guise of caring for orphans, how is my social harm as a result of her bad-mouthing me looking?
So her smear campaign against you wasn't just the fact that you were an enemy of her. Her bad-mouthing you was just like a general, broadly speaking, Hu Weiyang is a bad man and you should hate him sort of thing. So her downfall is kind of independent from what's going on with you. You are still going to need to try and heal that up if you want to get rid of it.
Cool.
You need a PR manager.
Yeah, so speaking of healing harm, how are you guys guys feeling about your downtime activities?
Yeah, I'm not even there when Jenna gets there. I need a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go ahead and just rush you off to a doctor first.
Yeah, though I guess before we get into downtime activities, we probably should go through payoff, heat, and entanglements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start out with coin. Fenfeng gives you that 4 coin. And just for some kind of context here, there's a scale for how much coin you can expect to get from like a certain degree of job. A standard job is 6 coin. That's kind of the base level. And then 4 coin is a small job, 2 coins a minor job. And then going up from there, 8 coins a big score, 10 coin is a major score. So they were offering you a small job's worth of coin, but you did manage to get that extra 2 coin from raiding Neliao's personal study. So you've ended up with 6 coin.
Nice.
I ended up with 2 coin.
Mm. And I did specifically forego any claim on either of these 4 coin.
That's true.
So you two can split the other 2 coin if you want to.
Hot dog. I know I have 2 coin.
Yeah, our in hideout coin storage is only able to hold 4 coin, I think, right now.
Yeah.
So you guys can just hold on to all the extra coin, and I'm just
keeping it on me.
Twiddle my thumbs.
Speaking of, let's make a fortune roll to see how well the pet store is doing.
Oh, yeah. How many dice is that again? Just 1?
We decided it would be with your tier. You guys are technically tier 0, but you're really close to being tier 1. Whatever, I'm feeling generous. Go ahead and roll 1.
4.
All right. So medium success, you get 1 coin.
Okay. That'll go straight into the Masked Spirits coin because that is what the business is for.
Right on. Now we're going to get into rep. So you earn 2 rep per score by default. If the target of the score is higher tier, take +1 rep per tier higher. They are 2 higher than you, so we're at 4 rep.
Ooh, we're so close to going up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 4 rep for you guys. Where are we at currently? Ooh, we're close. You only need to mark 2 more rep before you can move up to the next tier. Look at that.
Nice.
Next up, though, is heat. So, would you say that this job was loud and chaotic with high exposure or wild with devastating exposure?
It was high and chaotic, but there wasn't...
Yeah, were we exposed?
I guess the exposure is like those guards that you knocked out will eventually wake up and say, I was knocked out by the wolf spirit.
Yeah, this job was the masked spirits, like, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the newspaper probably said, the masked spirits attacked a soup kitchen.
Okay, yeah, that's probably true.
But we might be seen as heroes because the soup kitchen was poisoning children.
That's a good point.
Either way, we're on the public radar.
We're going
a lot more.
Vigilante style.
Yeah. I don't know if it's devastating exposure per se, because like you're on people's lips and they are scared of you, but also you exposed somebody who was poisoning kids. So I think that's probably 4 heat as a baseline.
Is that it?
Now we add 1 heat for a high profile or well-connected target, which Nelia the Gardener definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
We add +1 heat if the situation happened on hostile turf.
Which it definitely did.
You went into somebody's lair. We add +1 heat if you're at war, and we add +2 heat if killing was involved. So it looks like we're at 6 heat.
Did I kill anyone?
Nobody was dead.
I didn't try to, but also I was under the effects of rage essence.
Well, the condition is just don't stop until they're broken. They don't have to be dead to be broken. So, Siwei, did you kill anybody?
Time out. We haven't killed anyone yet. Neliao is dying.
That's true.
That's true.
Our heat gauge is full.
Yeah, either way, it's full. Whether or not we killed somebody, it's full.
Yeah, so your wanted level is now going to increase to 1, and any remaining heat that would have been left over is going to roll over into the heat gauge again.
It filled up exactly, so.
Okay, so we clear that down to 0. You guys are at wanted level 1 with 0 heat. There we go.
Awesome. Oh, man. Loving this.
Next up is entanglements. So we're going to roll dice equal to your wanted level and read the result according to your heat. So we're going to roll 1 die, and I'm going to consult the 0 to 3 heat table. Let's have Thomas roll that.
Oh, man.
1 die. It's a Blades in the Dark die, so hopefully it, you know, works for us well.
Indeed.
6.
Is that good?
All right. You get cooperation. A +3 satisfaction asks you for a favor. Agree to do it or forfeit 1 rep per tier of the friendly faction or lose 1 status with them. If you don't have a +3 satisfaction, you avoid entanglements right now. So let's take a look at our +3 factions.
Status is our relation with them, right?
Yes.
So we don't have 1 right now.
That is correct.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, the best status you have is +1. So yeah, we completely avoid that entanglement. Look at that.
I'm fine with that.
Sure, take it.
I'll take that, yeah.
This is the only game where nothing happening. I'm like, whew. thank goodness. Yeah. The listeners are like, come on, can something happen? And we're like, oh, this is so great.
Yeah. Okay, now we get into downtime. So as a reminder, you get 2 downtime activities for free, and you can spend 1 coin or 1 rep to get an additional activity.
Can I have a free downtime activity of between visiting my physicker and going to indulge my vice? Can I ask Tonin to help do some makeup to hide my broken nose?
I can probably spare the time.
But yeah, so for Seaway, I'm heading straight to the physicker. My buddy Sawtooth.
Yeah, good old Sawtooth. Sawtooth is with the Apothecarial Society, did we decide?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so they are a tier 2 faction. So when you recover, we're going to be altering the rules a little bit. In Vanilla Blades in the Dark, it's much more about the reputation and the legacy of the crew, and characters individually are treated kind of expendably, and so it's a little bit more difficult to heal. But we like these characters. We want to keep them going for a while. Hopefully our audience likes the characters as well and wants to see them hang around for a while. So typically what you do to recover is each playbook has a healing clock. It's a 4 clock. And what you do is you find a physicker, or you can potentially try and heal yourself. You roll accordingly, a certain number of dice. And then based on how well you roll, then you start filling up that healing clock. When the healing clock is full, you reduce a harm by 1 degree. So Seaway, in your instance, you would, if you fill that up, reduce it from level 3 to level 2. But since we want these guys to hang around a little bit longer, we want them to be a bit more survivable, my decision is that whenever you take the recover activity, you automatically heal it by 1 level, and then you have the opportunity to roll to see if you can get additional healing after that.
Okay.
So you have a tier 2 physicker. So Sawtooth is going to roll 2 dice and gets a 5, which means you're going to tick your healing clock twice.
So I'm automatically bringing it down to a tier 2, and then I get 2 healing clocks?
Yes, that is correct.
Cool.
And so that healing is going to carry over, I believe, so that the next time you roll it, you have the option to continue to fill that up and maybe even get another free healing off of that. Who knows?
Right. And it says on the to the right that that's minus 1 die. Is that to every roll I make?
So that is any roll where your harm would come into play.
Okay.
So what was going on originally with the broken nose was that was just the physical representation of the fact that you were very, like, addled, that you'd basically been knocked out in that instance. Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty much every roll was being affected by that. Currently, your nose is healing, so this could have an effect on your physical appearance. Like, if people are looking at you and they notice that you've got a broken nose, they may be like, oh, this guy's kind of rough and tumble, mm-hmm. maybe not want to be interacting with him. Or potentially in instances where you're doing, like, high endurance stuff and you're getting your cardiovascular rate up, you need to be breathing heavily, that could also have an effect.
Cool.
So it's variable dependent on the circumstances.
Cool.
So that reduces it to level 2. And speaking of your physical appearance, you get Tonin to paint your face up a little bit. And then you're going to indulge your vice, you say?
Yes.
Okay, so your vice is still a secret. How much do you want to dig into the specifics of what you're doing at this point?
Right now, I'll just let Tonin know, like, I'm going to be out the rest of the day. I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Okay, we'll hold down the fort for you. That was a rough job. We've all got to take care of some stuff.
Yes, I hope it won't be too much of a strain on the business.
I think we'll manage. You take care of you, buddy.
And I will go indulge my vice. And as part of that, I'm going to move 2 of the coin I've earned into my stash.
Yeah, so like we've mentioned earlier, our scoundrels are trying to set aside some money so that when they eventually retire from their life of crime, they have a decent lifestyle. A scoundrel can only carry 4 coin on them at any given time, or kind of have it in their immediate availability. Anything more than that is a little bit too conspicuous, so you start moving stuff into your stash. You can take money back out of your stash, but it's at a reduced price. So if you take 2 coin out of your stash, you only get 1 coin in response that you can use in that moment.
And then I roll a d6 to see how much stress I lose.
So when you indulge your vice, you roll dice equal to your lowest attribute. Your lowest attribute is your insight, which is 0.
Oh.
So roll 2 dice, and the lower result, you're going to remove that many stress from your stress track.
Not bad. That was a 5 and a 4.
Nice.
Oh, shoot. So you remove 4 stress, leaving you at 3 out of 9.
I can work with that.
All right. That will be Seaway's downtime.
Right on, right on. Let's look over at Mr. Who.
I got a lot of stuff I got to do here. So first thing I want to do with my downtime, I want to study those scrolls I got from Nelia the Gardener. I want to see like what info I can dig up in there. If Jenna is still at the hideout, I'm going to recruit her to assist me with it. See if maybe she recognizes people, places, etc. that I might not.
Okay. We could potentially have this be a free time thing, unless you want to attach it to a specific downtime activity.
Free time would make my life a lot easier.
Okay, we'll go with that then.
Okay, well, in that case, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go train with Day. I got to get in better shape if our jobs are going to keep going this direction.
Yeah.
So I'm working on my prowess.
Very good.
And I believe because of that upgrade we have, we can mark 2 when we do that?
Yes.
Okay. My second downtime activity, because we get 2, right?
Yep.
Can I use 1 downtime activity to reduce my social harm, get a PR team working on me, and then can I pay coin to get a 3rd downtime activity to just take it out entirely?
Ooh, let's have you do the first one just in the event that you do manage to fill up all 4 ticks of that clock.
Okay, so it all automatically moves down to 1, right?
Yes.
And then I roll a d6.
So this depends on who you get to help with your reputation. There is always an option that you can just do it yourself, in which case you would pay 1 stress and roll 0 dice. You could have another player try and do that, in which case they would roll Tinker. If you have the Physicker special ability, you can heal yourself and pay 2 stress for that, or you have to find an NPC Physicker, which can be acquired as an asset.
So I am part of a minor noble family. I'm sure I know someone who deals in reputation. Would I be able to work with them?
Who's your Alfred guy?
Day?
I know he trains you in fighting, but could he?
If you make Day into a cohort, then I will let you have that option.
No, I don't want you guys having access to Day. He's my butler. He's not your butler. So
I don't want you guys having access.
So not him. Oh, you know what? Could I just go to the news, do an interview? My experience with Nelio and how she tried to ruin my reputation.
Oh, interesting.
Do it myself that way.
Okay. Yeah, I like that idea. And so you head to the news people. They are a tier 2 organization. So we're going to roll 2 dice for the news people to see how well your reputation is bolstered by their work. That is a 4. So that's only 2 ticks on the progress clock.
I can live with that. I'm not going to use the coin to do another one of those. But I do want to spend 1 coin and start a long-term project setting up a soup kitchen where the cabbage shop was. But frame it as like the generous Wei Young or Hu family is coming in and rectifying this horrible thing that Nelio has done. I want to spend 1 coin to do that.
All right. Since there's already infrastructure in place, like there is a facility there, they've got supply chains. Well, you're going to have to alter the supply chains a little if you want to be doing this actually like on the up and up.
I'll do it legit.
I'm going to say that'll be a 6 clock, and we'll say that the Cabbage Garden was located on 1st Street in the Agrarian Zone, so we're going to call the soup kitchen Who's on First.
Wow. Holy cow.
Ned, you are a genius.
Thank you.
I didn't know where you were going with it until it happened. I knew it was setting something up, but you're just so good.
Who's on First? Soup kitchen for the unfortunate in life.
Yes. We're going to have you. What skill do you want to roll to start working on this project?
Well, I imagine the first thing I'll need to do is study up on how to get supply chain set up, because I don't think I've got that. So either study supply chain stuff or consort with local farmers, see if we can get deals to help out the less fortunate.
I like that idea. Go ahead and make that roll.
Okay, I'm going to try consorting. That's what I'm much... Well, I'm as equal good on both, but I want to consort. 6.
Nice. Ooh, yeah.
So we're going to mark 3 ticks on that clock.
Soup kitchen's coming along.
Yeah.
And that, I believe, is all of my downtime stuff.
Okay. Then that brings us over to Tonin.
I am a stressed boy. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to approach another faction. Similar to what Wei Young did, I'm going to approach the spiritualists.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask them for aid in healing my shaken status, my imbalance that I'm feeling.
Okay. I'm going to say since Wei Young was giving them the opportunity for a juicy story, they were already motivated to take on that interview. How are you going to motivate the spiritualists to help heal you?
Well, I will go dress as an Earth Sage, first of all, which I'm assuming holds some clout with that faction.
Yeah, the Earth Sages in general, by this time, they're not so much spiritual leaders as they are, like, the Fire Sages, when we see them in the series, are very much spiritual leaders within the community. The Earth Sages started out as that, and technically speaking, are still considered to be spiritual leaders, though they have become more political by this point. But yes, you would be seen as a spiritual leader if you dress up as an Earth Sage.
Gotcha. Because I do know that the Earth Sage is a tier one institution that I could go to.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I am going to go to the spiritualists.
Which are tier three at this moment.
Tier three, yes. Now, I would like, using information from my background and my upbringing, to try and find someone who would be familiar and possibly friendly to my subsect of the Earth Sages and might be able to assist me. I would meet with them in the unfinished soundproof room where the unfinished singing bowl will eventually go. And we will spend some meditation time there getting me on the right track.
Okay, so what do you want to roll to see if you can find somebody who is sympathetic to the Yoru sect?
That would, I feel like, definitely be consort.
Okay.
I roll this still with the -1 die because it hasn't healed yet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a 4.
4? Yeah, you're able to find somebody. They're still a little wary because Neliao the Gardener hasn't only been smearing Wei Young. Previously to this, Neliao the Gardener has been sending out some information about your sect.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a little bit of a bad reputation going on there, but you do manage to find somebody who is at least sympathetic enough to offer some help.
Okay, so yeah, we'll spend some time meditating in that soundproof room.
Okay. I'll say on that partial success, we're not going to give you all 3 dice for this roll, but we're going to give you 2.
I'll take it.
That is 2 1s.
Yikes.
So it is at least automatically reduced from level 2 harm to level 1 harm, but you get no additional ticks beyond that.
May I do something, Ned, then?
Like what?
I would like to then indulge my vice. I would like to... This person I've just meditated with, it hasn't been very successful.
It has not.
I'm getting some vibes that they're not comfortable with the whole situation. You know, that is what it is. So I would, after we do our meditation, I would like to say, excuse me. As part of my meditation, I was trained as an artist when I was younger. Would it be all right if I drew you? That's not too uncomfortable.
Sure, go for it, I guess.
All right. I would like to go ahead and do that. And since my lowest ability is insight, I will roll 1 die.
Correct.
Oh, come on. That's a 1.
Nice.
So that leaves you at 6 out of 9 stress marked. You can always pay coin to get another downtime activity, coin or rep.
Why didn't you just do what I did and roll higher?
Yeah, come on, man.
That's what I should have done. I'm sorry, guys. I'm risking the crew, but I'm going to spend some rep. I'm actually going to spend... Can I spend 2 rep? Is that possible?
To potentially get 2 extra downtime activities?
Yeah. That seems expensive. Like, I would hurt our crew.
Well, we can start with 1.
Okay. So I will definitely use the 1, and I will crumple up that paper, and I will try again.
All right.
I really need to get this image correct. There we go. That's a 6.
Ooh, bring you exactly down to 0.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. Okay, good.
We haven't had anybody overindulge their vice yet, but...
But with that... If possible, I'll either spend 1 more rep or a coin to fully capture their essence and pass it along to fully remove the shaken status.
Talk to me when your bowl's finished.
No harm done. Just, okay. Then I will not spend the extra 1.
Okay, you can still spend the extra rep to reduce it from 1 to 0, but in a different way.
Okay.
Just narratively speaking.
For sure. I will just spend the 1 rep at this time, and I will not take... I will keep the shaken at just being a level 1 harm.
All right. That brings us then into free time, I suppose.
I've got some scrolls I need to pour over.
That you do. So we're going to start with you, and you do have Jenna there helping out. So I'll say we could give you a bonus die for that. What do you want to roll with?
Study. I'm studying scrolls.
Makes sense.
3 dice. I think it's the first time I've rolled 3 dice. Two ones and a four.
Oh, well, a four is a four.
Yeah, partial success at least. So you aren't able to get like a ton of information. You're certainly able to get enough information to figure out what supply chains she was using to get food into the garden. And you're like, oh, this is actually very helpful for when I convert it over to who's on first. Aside from that, you see correspondences with other Earth sages, most of them in more recent years as she's trying to kind of re-bolster her reputation. But there are a few that go back several years. And you find one that is of especial interest to you from years and years and years ago, back when Neliao was still in pretty high esteem in the Earth Sages. It's a copy of a missive that was sent to an Earth Sage named Janju.
Oh my.
This missive is talking about a breakoff sect of Earth Sages that she feels are a threat to the Earth Kingdom as a whole, and is speaking to Janju about the heretical Yoru sect, how they are doing things that are not good, things that are perverse in the eyes of the Earth Kingdom and of the spirits, and is essentially asking for permission to exterminate a group of Yoru pilgrims who are going to be on their way to Omashu in the near future, at the time this was written at least.
How interesting. I wonder where I could find more information about the Yorus. I assume I'm smart enough to make that connection.
You are.
Okay. Thank goodness for that. Hmm. Does Jenna read that one since she's helping me?
I'll say that you were the one who found it. Do you want Jenna to be able to see
no,
it?
No, I'm keeping that to myself.
All right.
But I do have another downtime activity I want to add to the pile now.
Do you now?
I got to go through the archives and see if I can find some more info on the Yoru shenanigans.
Do you want to start another long-term project for that then?
Oh, actually, Nelio is still alive, right?
Yeah.
For how long?
You can make fortune roll. For one more day.
I know we already did our downtime activities. Could I spend my last coin to go get more info out of her?
Interesting.
Like as a fourth now, downtime. Because if there's a heretical sect of people that I've apparently been working with, I'd like to know more about them. And apparently she knows a lot about it.
Well, okay, yes. She certainly does know a lot about it. But also, you are the person that she was specifically working to destroy politically.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't think she wants to talk to you.
Oh. One more day, seriously?
So say the dice.
So say the dice.
I'm trying to think of what I could do, because she's the only person I know who would know about the Yorus that would not tip off Tonin. Because I don't... If you're up to something, I don't want you to know that I know that you're up to something. This is really tough. I think that I would like to try it anyway. I want to go to her deathbed, apparently, and see if she wants to give me any parting knowledge.
Okay.
If that counts as a downtime activity I can do.
I'm trying to think if it would count as a specific downtime activity or if it would just be like a free time sort of situation. I don't think it fits as a downtime activity, so we'll just have you make a roll for this.
Okay.
It's definitely going to be desperate with limited effect.
Understandable.
What roll do you think that's going to be?
I'm not going to lie to her. I'm going to say I went through her stuff. Nelio, you don't have much longer, so let me help you with one last goal in your life. I was reading through your notes you'd left in your office, and I understand that the Yoru clan has been giving you grief for many years. I didn't realize Tonin's connection beforehand, but I don't want heretics running in the Earthsage circles. Is there any more information you can give me before you pass?
So what are you going to be rolling?
Consort. That's mostly the truth.
Okay. Go ahead then and roll consort. Mark one XP and resolve.
Five and a six.
Ooh. Okay. So it is still limited effect is the thing.
I would like to point out just real fast, I can tell when someone's lying.
Oh, now you're going to use that ability. Good call.
And I'm using it right now, just in case.
Mm-hmm. She looks up at you through the clouded haze that is covering her eyes in her final moments of cognizance, her final moments of lucidity, even then limited in her ability to truly understand what's going on. And she just kind of croaks out to you,
"There are those who consort with spirits, and not all spirits would mean well for the people of this world."
Was that the truth?
That's the truth.
Cool. I don't think I'm getting anything else out of her, so...
Limited effect.
I'll head out.
I don't have to do anything on the clock, but I would like to start a clock so I can remember. Investigate the Yoru deal.
All right.
That's, look, I'm looking for stability in the Earth Kingdom under my thumb. So I need to make sure that the Yorus aren't going to roll up and do whatever they do.
All right. So the Yoru sect is pretty obscure, not a lot of information, and a lot of the information that would have been there has been kind of expunged from the record in a lot of ways. So I'm going to make that an 8 o'clock or a 12 o'clock, because the Yorus are mysterious.
Am I allowed to suggest something?
Like what?
12 o'clock.
Cool. 12 o'clock. Investigate the Yorus.
I heard some advice once that if you have to choose between two things and you can't make up your mind, but one of them's harder, just do the harder thing. If it was an easy choice to do the easier option, you would just do it.
All right. So the progress clock is there. You don't get to tick anything on it at the moment, but it is there.
Okay. That's all I got. I got way more than I expected out of this.
Man, we have a lot of long-term projects going right now, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Anything else for Wei Young?
No, I'm good.
Okay, let's take a look at Siwei. You want to do anything in free time?
You know, my face is beat up, so I'm not too interested in going out in public too much, raising suspicion, mm-hmm. having anyone talk to me or look at me. And I especially don't want Jenna to see me. So I think I'll mostly stick to the store. But I'll also go to Eel Houndsman and be like, yo, come on, you watch out front. And if Jenna stops by to visit, can you like poke your head in and let me know she's coming so I can have someone else man the counter real quick?
Don't worry, boss. We can take care of that.
Thank you. And I'll man the store, take care of the animals, and kind of lay low for a little while. Just to let my face heal and try and remember what happened.
Yeah, I think it is kind of on brand that like Wei Young and Tonin are doing all of this scheming outside of the jobs, whereas Siwei is not doing much outside the jobs, but in the jobs, he's knocking out 5 people in one blow.
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Exactly. And now over to Tonin.
The first thing I want to do is thank the spiritualist person who came and meditated with me and helped me get myself centered again and get back to balance, send them on their way. During the meditation, I don't know, maybe this would be just an insight role, but as I meditate and think back on the job, whether I would be aware of Wei Young's new interest as he saw me change faster than he's ever seen me change before. Because, you know, I jumped out, looked exactly like the guard. He's only ever seen me go into another room and come out as a disguise. Just an insight roll, I guess, to see if I need to address this.
I don't think you need to roll for that. I think if you, as the player, are able to come to that conclusion, I'll just let you decide whether Tonin feels like he should address this situation.
You're going to talk to him, but not me?
That's messed up.
You didn't see anything happen. You were knocked out and then blind raged. Me and my character don't think you remember anything.
Okay.
So I intuited that the one who saw me jump out probably remembers stuff, but the guy who went into a blind rage and then got hit in the head hard might have a harder time remembering stuff.
I don't think I saw you.
He was inside a barrel.
I was in a barrel until you got me out.
Did you not?
I did not poke my head out of the barrel. I waited until someone opened it.
Oh, I was Siwei.
I poked my head out and you were like, back in the barrel.
Okay, you know what? Retcon my logic because it's bad. I'd like to talk to the Siwei.
That's why I was stickering. It was like, if you want, yeah, I mean, I did get hit in the head after I saw you.
I probably wouldn't have any thought about Wei Young because, yeah, he would have hopefully thought there was enough time to go by. But Siwei saw me change really quickly. Then I guess, yeah, I'll approach it differently, but I will still approach Siwei on one of those days.
Siwei, do you have a moment?
Of course.
That was a pretty rough job that we just wrapped up there. You took a pretty hard hit to the head, and then luckily Wei Yang was quick on his feet and got you back up.
I look back at you with 2 black eyes and a swollen nose like, I'm aware.
How much of that whole series of very unfortunate events do you recall?
I recall attacking a guard who was threatening the job. Then there are images of guards and my club. It's all very patchy, but I remember being in the barrel. I remember entering the soup kitchen, hearing the noises, you ushering me back into the barrel, and then fighting a guard. But after that, it is quite a blur.
Yeah, it definitely blurred pretty quickly for the rest of us, too. I'm still a little shaken by all that.
Would now be an okay time to roll an insight to see if he's aware that I changed quicker than I should have?
I think that's reasonable.
Okay, I'll roll. I've only got one die in it, but I just want to know if he's got any concerns.
You could take a devil's bargain.
Ned, what if I took a devil's bargain?
If you take a devil's bargain, then a little cutscene is going to happen after this. I'm not going to tell you what it is. There's just going to be a little cutscene that happens after this.
Do it. Do it.
Okay,
unlock the deleted scene. Come on.
Oh, you are so bad for my little chaos gremlin inside my brain that wants things to happen.
Do it. Do it.
I'm taking the devil's bargain.
All right.
Yes. Excellent. A 5 and a 6.
Oh, boy.
So I'm now aware, so I guess I'm just going to ask you directly, Evan. Is Seaway, like, does he have the cognitive connection to realize that something weird is going on?
Yeah. He's not like, you're a demon. But he's like, that was odd.
He's not a demon.
Okay. In that case, I'm wearing, you know, we're in our hideout, so I am wearing my mask.
Seaway, I trust you. I trust Wei Young. We are a crew. We need to work together and be able to trust each other. I know Wei Young has some very big ambitions. I do as well. I told you I want to one day run the Earth Sages as their head. You haven't been as forthright as we have about your bigger ambitions. We know you run the store, you are gathering gold and coin, and I want to help you do that. Do you feel like you can trust me moving forward, or do you need more from me?
I suppose I can trust you. We all have things that we prefer to keep close to the chest, and you've given me no reason to believe that you'll do anything to hurt me or act against our best interests. I just currently maybe feel unaware of all that you're capable of.
You're a smart man, and in this case, I think ignorance is bliss. I appreciate your trust, and I won't betray it.
I'm not worried about it. If you do betray the trust, I'm not quite sure sometimes that I'm aware of all I'm capable of either.
Yowza.
I think I just peed a little. That was awesome. I'll just give him like a pat on the shoulder and like, you know, kind of nod. Since I have my mask on, I can't be as expressive. So I'll just kind of give him a nod and move along my way. I feel like if he's willing to trust me with this much information, I don't need to push the subject at this point. So I will... and then basically just spend my downtime doing what I do, going around the city sketching, but just keeping my head low and keeping an ear to the ground for what happens with Nelio. I suppose one last thing for my downtime, my free time, I will write a letter and send it by Messenger Hawk back to Taku, just updating about the situation and where things are.
Yeah, you're heading around town trying to lay low. You're sticking to the back alleyways where people can't see you. The tight, narrow spaces between buildings, and in one particular instance, as you're moving through a particularly narrow alley, you're moving along, it's a long, long alleyway, and there's one other alleyway that kind of splits off to the left, and there's some light shining down from that branch off, and it's illuminating something on the stone wall. And you see there a little patch of this sickly green, yellowish material. You see some spirit moss growing on the wall here, and you can see where it interacts with the surface of the stone. These little web-like, vein-like extensions going out from it, seeping into the cracks and crevices of the rock. And you, in your mind, relive that moment when you first saw spirit moss out in the wild. You and Day at a very similar sort of place, scraping the spirit moss off the wall. And you remember the green light that began to pulse from behind you, casting your silhouettes onto the wall. The same sickly greenish, yellowish hue as the spirit moss. And you remember Day saying to just run. And you remember running, not looking back, because when Day looked back, he instantly vomited and encouraged you to continue running.
Oh, man.
And as you come back into the present moment with these visions of that previous experience leaving your sight, you see the wall in front of you, that patch of spirit moss, in the middle of your silhouette as you are being backlit by a sickly green glow. Do you turn to look at the spirit behind you?
Yes.
All right. Make a resistance roll with resolve.
Oh, two dice. Just gotta get more than a six.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not more than a six, but a six.
Okay, so you do manage to avoid all of the stress incoming as you turn to look at this figure, starting from the ground up, where its feet do not interact with the ground. It merely floats a few inches above the surface of this rough-hewn stone. Human-looking feet, certainly, but a sickly green pallor about them as it's emanating this light towards you. And its body, for the most part, looks fairly normal until you start getting up to the torso area where there are those weird web-like, vein-like extensions beginning to trace up towards the head itself, where you can see the mouth hanging open. More teeth than you were expecting to see.
Oh.
But what is most disorienting is where the jaw begins to turn into the remainder of the head. You don't exactly understand how it transitions, but where the remainder of the head should be is just a single large eye.
I don't like this. Okay. I'm scared.
Maybe try not to change your facial expression, just to be safe.
I think I actually know who this is, and that's some creative liberty if it is.
Is it?
Not much, but it's a good turn if it's who I'm thinking of.
Well, I'm not thinking of anything except grabbing my Spirit Bane charm and running.
Yeah, you thrust your Spirit Bane charm out in front of you, and the thing's ragged breathing turns into a piercing hiss, an incorporeal hiss, one that doesn't quite seem to hit your eardrums, but moves past your eardrums into your mind, and you run in the opposite direction. Until there is no more green glow.
Yeah, that is correct.
You're right.
And as you catch your breath and begin going about the rest of your activities, I think that is where we're going to pick up next time.
Oh dear, I thought it might be, you know, like Casper, the friendly ghost who is after me. But it's, that thing don't seem very friendly.
It's not.
It's not.
If this is what I think it is, no part of it is friendly.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that on the obligatory talkback, because I think Thomas is maybe starting to put some of the pieces together of my underlying criminal mastermind sort of scheme here.
I don't know if I can say this, but now would be a good time to read the Kiyoshi novels if you haven't. If I'm right about who this is, read the Kiyoshi novels.
Yes, I would second that recommendation.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, good session, everybody.
Take more devil's bargains.
Well, at least I'm not as stressed.
Yeah. The web continues to weave, and we're just going to have to see what happens with all of that. But for the time being, thanks, everybody, for listening to ImpTab Avatar, and we'll be back next time with more adventures in the world of Blades and the Dao Fei. If you want more, go ahead and subscribe. Maybe even give us a review. We would be as happy as a reporter who is just getting the scoop of his life. You know, first the gardener is poisoning people, then this noble's just coming out of nowhere to give him a really juicy story. We would be as happy as that little newsboy. You'd go ahead and give us a review on the podcatcher of your choice. We're also all over social media at Improv Tabletop, so if you'd like to connect with us, maybe you want to talk with Christian about all of his crazy stuff that's going on and how he feels about being haunted by a spirit, then don't be afraid to reach out. Now, it's time to shout out our next batch of Sticker Club patrons. First person for today is Sarah Martin. Sarah is a member of the PR firm that was helping to reduce Wei Young's harm level there. And, you know, doing a pretty good job so far. You know, it takes a lot to make people think that a politician is trustworthy, but you're doing a decent job. So good on you. Next person we're shouting out is Mason Badman, who is the one person from the spiritualists who reluctantly agreed to come and help Tonin do a little bit of meditation.
Real homie there.
Yeah, Tonin has a very nice drawing of your face now. How do you feel about that, Mason? And then the final person that we're shouting out is Tim Rust. Tim was going to buy a whole bunch of white hamsters at Lang's Discount Pets, but when he saw the sign that said, gone fishing for the rest of the day, be back soon, was a little bit disappointed, but he'll be back. Don't you worry.
We'll get him.
That's all of our Sticker Club patrons for this week, and we'll have more to shout out next time. And if you, our listener, want to join their ranks, consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/improvtabletop, where you can also get bonus episodes, Discord access, biannual sticker packs, and more. Now let's do a round of plugs. Christian, would you like to take that?
Yeah, now that I'm no longer imagining the giant eye behind me, that's perfect. Yeah, we have all of our Fate campaigns, the little four shots we did. Plenty of those in the backlog. Super fun, super crazy. Always a good time. We also have our other long form campaign, 10,000 Things. That was a blast to do. I still like to listen to it sometimes to feel happy and sad and all the other emotions. We have our sister podcast, I Cast Fireball, the D&D 5e actual play. A wild and crazy time. Good twists and turns. The DM is a genius as well. There's a lot of good geniuses in our group, apparently. Ned is a player in that one if you want to see him flex his player muscles. And we also have our affiliate partnership with FanRoll Dice. You can use the coupon code VroomVroomFifi at checkout for a 10% off.
What a bargain!
Yeah!
Love it!
What a steal!
By Grabthar's Hammer.
And you're telling me if I buy those dice, it'll help out my favorite creators?
That it will.
Yeah, we get a portion of the sale that comes back to us, and it's delightful.
Wow, I can't believe I get to help them and get great dice in the process.
Sounds like a bargain to me. Well, everybody, thanks so much for joining us here in the world of ImpTab Avatar, Blades in the Dao Fei. I'm Ned Wilcock, your host and GM, and I've been joined by...
Thomas Ryan as Huwei Young.
Christian Randall as Tonin Yoru.
And Evan Peterson as Siwei Ling.
Much love and stuff, everybody. We'll catch you next time on ImpTab Avatar.